I'm really excited about who we have coming on the show today.
I am excited too, because we're going to hear everything that there is to see and do and experience at this huge event.
Yeah, so we've got Escapees RV Club coming onto the show today again. They've been with us a couple times. They're good partners of ours. And we're going to be talking about one of their biggest events of the year.
The Escapade, the annual Escapade this year. It's going to be held in Rock Springs, Wyoming, June 16th through the 21st. And there's going to be so much to do and see at this event.
Yeah, so if you're an Escapees member, or even if you're not an Escapees member, you want to stay tuned and pay attention to this podcast to learn everything there is to do at one of these functions.
Heck yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Put your seatbelts on.
Here we go.
Did you know that 46 million Americans plan to take an RV trip in the next 12 months? 90% of recreational vehicle owners take three or more mini vacations every year. Welcome to the RV Destinations Podcast. If it's RV travel, we're talking about it. From campgrounds to museums to national and state parks, kayaking and hiking opportunities. One of the most fun and pleasurable things you can do is just hit the road. So be ready to be inspired. Welcome in to the RV Destinations Podcast. Now your host, President Randy Beheimer, and Editor-in-Chief, Callie Beheimer.
Hello, and welcome to the RV Destinations Podcast. This is the podcast series where we talk everything about RV destinations all across the U.S. and Canada. I am Callie Beheimer, Editor-in-Chief of RV Destinations Magazine, here with, he survived, ladies and gentlemen, back from the African tundra, is Randy Beheimer, President of RV Destinations. That's
wow.
The lion roar.
Wow.
That was the
okay,
lion
hold on,
that you
hold on.
Witnessed.
That was a good one. I like that one.
I know. That was good.
You get an A+ for that one.
I was thinking about that a lot, like in these last few moments before you hit the record button.
Yeah. Ooh, so Callie's right. We just got back from Africa. We just celebrated our 10-year anniversary, and we actually got remarried. Our vows renewed on the Masai Mara, which is essentially the Serengeti, by the local tribe.
Warriors of the tribe.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So we had to buy all the garb, and we got dressed into the Masai.
Mm-hmm. Masai.
Sure, it's Masai.
It's Masai.
But we had to buy their garbs, and then we went out on the savannah. Now we're getting our vows renewed, and we're watching elephants and hyenas walk across the plain behind us.
It was incredible.
Yeah, it was.
Now, I feel like we should introduce our guests so that they can join in this conversation, and they're just not sitting there like, I want to speak.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
So we've got a couple of amazing guests with us today. We have Laura and Rob Kernodle, and they are the directors of the Escapade, which is the huge annual event that Escapees RV Club puts on every year. So hello, Laura and Rob. How are the two of you today?
Good. Thank you for having us. Yeah.
Hi, Callie and Randy, and congratulations on your vow renewal and your anniversary. So that's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was quite an experience. I was going to introduce Randy in his new Maasai name, but I was afraid I was going to butcher it. No, I remembered Olomayana.
Yeah. So part of the ceremony, Callie and I got new names. So we were blessed. We were actually entered into the tribe, I think. And so because we were into the tribe, we got new names. And this was all, you know, honestly, the animals were great and all, but this was... And coming from a man, this probably says a lot. Mm-hmm. This was a very spiritual thing for me. You know, there wasn't a dry eye. We had 10 other couples with us in this ceremony. They were part of the tour. Yeah, they're part of the safari tour with us. And they were all basically forced to come to our vow renewal because that's just the way it worked out.
Built-in audience.
Yeah, it was great.
But there wasn't a dry eye on the Serengeti there that night. It was just a beautiful, beautiful experience.
It was so incredible. It was amazing. It really was.
Awesome. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. But let's stop talking about you and let's talk about somebody else.
Oh, that's not fun. No, I'm just kidding. All right. So Laura and Rob, as I said, you guys are the directors of the Escapade. So tell us some, you know, kind of like high level overview of what the Escapade is and how that ties into the Escapees RV Club.
And maybe a little bit about what your roles are, what you're doing for the Escapades and all that.
Okay, great. So just a little background on us. We've been full time for, we're going on our seventh year now. And we went to our first Escapade a month into the road, and to attend boot camp is always a part of Escapade. Boot camps go on around during the year, but always at Escapade as well. And ever since then, we've been hooked into the club and the community. It's just been a great blessing for us. Our role as director of Escapade is making sure that this large event happens, planning, scheduling, getting everything together. But the event itself, when Escapee started, the club members wanted to get together because it was all a virtual back then, before virtual was even around. You know, it was all very remote. And so they said, we want to get together, meet each other face to face. And they came up with the term Escapade. And we've been having one every year since. The early years, they did two a year. So we're actually on our 63rd Escapade, even though
oh, wow.
45 years as a club. So that's how that happens. But this is where we bring everyone together to really celebrate the community, to, you know, reinforce friendships, make new friendships. A big component of Escapees RV Club is education. So we have seminars during the week. We have social activities. It's a full packed week, and you'll hear that here as we kind of go through the reasons of why people should come to an Escapade. But
we've got bands booked, so we have entertainment. We've got dinners planned. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah,
that's
and so
awesome.
We've always told our friends and family that are back in sticks and bricks. They're like, "Well, we thought you retired," and we said, "Well, we're still are retired. We just get paid to throw a giant party every year now."
So, yes.
It's a lot of fun, and it's a great way to give back to our club and help extend the club, how people use Escapees RV Club, or the benefit of being a member, I guess, of Escapees RV Club.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, just share a little bit about Escapees RV Club for the folks out there that are listening that are like, well, what is this? This sounds cool. How do I become a part of this?
Okay, so again, we are, the club is focused on everybody that's an RV enthusiast. It's not based on your style of RV travel, how often you travel in an RV, what kind of RV that you have. It was started, like I said, 45 years ago by a couple, Kay and Joe Peterson, that were some of the early, remote workers back in the late 70s. He was in construction electrical, I believe. She was a nurse. And they said, let's load up our Airstream. They had a couple adult kids that went with them initially. And they just started traveling around. And when they met folks, people were like, hey, we want to try to keep in touch with each other. And so Kay took it upon herself to start a newsletter that she typed up and put through a mimeograph machine.
Oh my gosh.
In an Airstream, this is in an Airstream trailer, no slides or anything. And I know they had at least one older child with them at the time. There weren't infants or anything. So that's how the club was born, was for people that were traveling around because of work, not necessarily for fun, but they wanted a way to keep in touch with each other. And then it's just grown from there. Like I mentioned, Escapees is all about community, education, giving back, and just being a support group for RVers of all kinds.
Yeah, we have over 70,000 members. And we have members all across the country. So it's really great to get together with everybody at one spot once a year. So.
Yeah. And you can go to escapees.com and find out more information. There's links to Escapade is on there as well. There's links to how to join. Membership is only, I think it's like $49. It's been really inexpensive. You get 6 magazines a year. You get access to all kinds of great educational information.
Our discounts at the Escapees always pays for that membership, but the real benefit is the social aspect.
Yeah, the community aspect of it all. Mm-hmm. And so, like I said, and then we took over as directors this year and have been in the throes of planning for the escapade that's going to happen in 2024, our 63rd.
Wow, which is incredible, which is out in Wyoming, right?
Correct. Rock Springs, Wyoming. We've been to this event one other time in 21, you know, just post-COVID was our first time there. It's a great venue in terms of there's like almost over 1,200 full hookup sites out there. The Sweetwater County made an investment to build this venue first to attract the rodeo crowd. And they hold the national high school rodeo finals. I think they trade with maybe Gillette or Cody, I'm not sure which one, but they hold it every so often. And then they started getting into the rally business, RV rally business, and we were their first one. And it's a great location. I-80, it's right off of I-80. So it's, you can get to so many things either before or after or during escapade if you have time. We don't give you a lot of free time during the week. But yeah, Rock Springs, Wyoming. June 16th, to be exact. So it should be great weather at that point.
Yeah.
So I know you've got, first of all, I know that Escapees does a lot for the RV community. You've got a lot of things going on. In fact, most everybody on the show knows that we're getting ready to go to full time and we're looking at your mail forwarding service. It mm-hmm. seems like have the best reviews, been around the longest, that kind of stuff. But you know, I gave you a lot of backstory for a very simple question. and my question is, you know, how would, you know, this event differ from like the X-Bash? You know, we had Holly on the show. We got pretty familiar with what goes on at X-Bash. How is this different or is it much different?
It's a little bit different because it's so much bigger. We have a lot more going on. We have a ton of entertainment. We have vendor market, which is huge. We have over 40 vendors out there that'll be there. So
wow.
Seminars, we have seminars like crazy. So there's a lot that goes on here. The X-Scaper, the X-Bash is, it's a wonderful time and it's great if you get to go out there, but it's really geared towards working RVers. So there's not a lot going on during the day. Most of it happens in the afternoon or the evening or on the weekends. So for us, it's we'll jam pack the whole event from morning to evening.
Yeah, from basically 8:30 starts the first seminar, and we keep going till 10 o'clock or later at night in terms of activities available.
And I don't know if you said this online. I know we talked about this offline. How many RVers do you usually have that attend the show?
Probably around 1,200, 1,500 is what we're looking at here. In Rock Springs, probably around 700 rigs. So it's a pretty large event. It's double the size of what Bash is. Bash has to cap it right at 350 rigs for the venue size. Mm-hmm. So we're at least double in size of what Bash is. And we have a lot of escapers that come, and a lot of us, we're escapers as well. And so we attend Bash, not every year, but we'll be there again next year. So there's a lot of overlap of stuff.
Gotcha. Hey, babe, you know, here at RV Destinations Magazine, we've always been very picky with who we partner with.
Absolutely. Just the best of the best.
Yeah. So this next partner of ours, we could have definitely used about 3 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Way Safe. So we had this behemoth 38-foot bumper pull travel trailer that was squatting our truck so bad. And then driving it, it was just whipping around in the back, just making for really unsafe driving conditions. Way Safe has developed this weight distribution hitch. And what it does is it transfers that weight that is being pushed down there at the rear of the vehicle to the front of the vehicle. It's magical, it's mystical, and it's physics. And I think it's amazing.
Yeah. And can't you adjust on the fly as well?
You can. So what's so cool about their product is it has a built-in scale there on the hitch. So you can see immediately those weight ratings and if you need to redistribute anything, and you can make that adjustment there on the fly without disconnecting your travel trailer.
Now, don't they have an app?
They do, the True Tow app. All you do is put in all the information on your rig and trailer, and it actually calculates where the weight should be on the hitch.
So where does everybody find out about this hitch?
So they go out to waysafe.com, and their web address is way-safe.com. And if you buy one of their hitches and use the code RVDestinations at checkout, you're going to receive a free lock set worth $95.
Yeah, so if you've got a bumper pull, you need to check out this product. Get out there to waysafe.com and check them out. Well, do you want to get started on the top 10? They were gracious enough to put together a top 10 things to do while you're there at the event. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go through those 10 things. You want to get started?
Yeah, let's do that. I'm really excited to hear more about these. And we're going to start at number 10 at the vendor market. Okay, and I had to read through the whole list. And I love that you have a pet groomer and a pet photographer coming out this year. Yeah. That is awesome because we travel with our fur babies. Mm-hmm. And one, now have a dog that has to be groomed like every 8 weeks. And that is completely new for me. I've never had that before. But I love my babies and a pet photographer is amazing too. So tell us about the vendor market.
So we have over 40 vendors in the market. So it's a really huge market. And we reached out to local vendors, and that's where we got the pet groomer and the pet photographer at. You know, and we're really excited about that too, because most RVers have some kind of an animal with them. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing how many people do. But
yeah, I think I heard 65%. Yeah, somebody said that to us. I'm not sure where that came from, but that's the percentage we saw.
I would agree with that completely, you know. Mm-hmm. We also have a lot of vendors who service RVs while they're there. Shade Pro is going to be out there. So if you were having a problem with your awning and you need to just schedule some service, they're going to be on site. Dometic is going to be out there. If you had an issue with something and you needed service with that, we have a couple people that work on RV rigs out there. R Factor RV Repairs is one of them. There's several people that will do that. So if you need something done to your rig, this is usually a good place you might be able to get that done. And we put ahead of the event, we put out on our social media, hey, if you want to schedule with these vendors, here's how to do it. And we give you steps so that you can contact them directly and get on their schedule before you even get to the event.
Oh, that is awesome. That's a fantastic idea. And I feel like that's a common theme at a lot of these large events, which is genius because you have all the RVers there anyway. You have all the vendors and the companies. We were recently at the Tampa RV show and did our black tank, had the black tank flushed out and cleaned really, really good. Because they were there and it was just so easy and convenient to do that.
You know, as RVers, you always have a list. And I know, I know, Laura, you and Rob can relate to what we're talking about. You always have that list of things that need to be done. Yes. And so to go to one of these shows and get some of these things knocked out, that's beautiful. That's brilliant.
It is.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Clean Tank is going to be at our rally too. And they're going to do the same thing. So, yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
We also try to pull in, you know, like Rob said, local vendors, but even non-RV related vendors. So we have a pretty large variety. So it's fun to go through the vendor market. It's usually really busy on the first day, you know, people, and then you make your list of what you're going to go back and get or do or whatever. So it's pretty fun.
So we don't even need to go through 9 through 1. We're going to be there just because we got a list so long to get fixed.
Exactly. And we're done with the podcast.
Rearrange our schedule. We're going out there to get everything fixed.
Oh my gosh, that would be amazing. Could you imagine getting it all done at one location? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That would be beautiful. Instead of like, we got to pick up the RV. We got to drop it off over here. Now we have to take it over here.
Well, I mean, we've got to get our aqua hot serviced. We got to get seals replaced around some of our doors. We
got our slide awning.
Slide awning came loose. I mean, we got a big list.
We do.
The list never stops. I know that feeling.
And you get to do all that, and you get to go enjoy the event while they're doing all that work for you.
Even better. Yeah. I love it. It is genius. Well, while you're done at the vendor market, you can go over to number 9 and grab some club swag.
Yes.
So this is great. What kind of swag do you guys have?
We're bringing out some new products this year, so we're really excited. I mean, they have hoodies and they've got insulated cups and water bottles and they've got all sorts of hoodies that they'll have out there. They do have badges that they'll be making. So if you need a name badge for something or you need an escapee's name badge, I've always found it's interesting when I first started, I thought, oh, wow, I got a name badge. Now I've got 15 name badges. So, yes. So different things like, need different badges, right?
Right, right. Because it's not just Rob. Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's Rob.
Rob Canodal, director. You've seen people, but we have what are called, some people call them dongles or dangles, but that hangs like below your badge. And so there's always one that has the Escapade logo on it, you know, and it'll say 63rd Escapade. So we have people that have been coming for years that come in and they look like they're a 5-star general because there's so much bling off of their name badge, you know. And then people get the funniest thing, you know, like we're doing an event that we'll talk about, but we're going to give dongles, you know, for prizes, the cute little dongles. So yeah, you get all of that at the club booth.
We had an event in Alaska this year and they had a tsunami warning. So we gave everybody at the event tsunami survivor dongles. So you'll see some of those walking around. So that's kind of cool.
That's great.
We want to make sure everybody gets something. So when you sign up, you automatically get a free shirt with registration. You'll get the opportunity to buy hats and all that other good stuff. But we want to make sure you get a free shirt no matter what.
And, you know, I love that because I think that just makes it feel more as a like more community, more of a part of a community when you can walk around and be like, oh, hey, even when you're not at one of these events and you're someplace else and you see somebody else with a shirt on, you're like, hey, yeah, you're my people. This is cool.
Right.
That is awesome. All right. So from Club Swag at number 9, we're going to go on to number 8. And this sounds really cool, which is the entertainment lineup. And it sounds like you have a really, really good lineup. Does this go on every night with live entertainment?
It does. We have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday are all band-related entertainments. And then Wednesday is when we do our Escapades Got Talent. And we've been blown away at some of the amazing talent that's in the RV community. There's just everything from guitars, drummers. I don't know who carries drums around in their RV.
Drums set in the RV. You know,
the skits, the comedy, and it's just the voices. The voices always blow me away when they're singing. Mm-hmm. So it's really a lot of fun. But as far as the band performances go, we really are trying to cover kind of several generations and several styles of music. So we're kicking off with an 80s band, you know, because who doesn't love to rock out to the
80s? Oh, exactly. The 80s are like the best era ever.
I know. And they come all dressed in like 80 regalia and all of that.
Fun.
And we're going to follow up the next night with kind of they're out of Colorado. They're somewhat of a folksy country rock all thrown in together kind of deal. So that's going to be a great evening. And then Tuesday night, we're going to be having a local band that's a small band, doesn't play a lot of big venues. So we're just kind of like giving them a big break here. And they do 90s, kind of indie 90s style, but then they can also cover, you know, everything out there. So that's going to be fun. And then end our event with we like to refer to them as our house band, the Status Crows. They play at several escaper events, but it's just a great couple, Chuck and Michelle Crow, are members of the community, and they do an awesome job. They call themselves the Acoustic Jukebox, I believe, but it's amazing all of the entertainment and the songs that they do.
They'll take requests all night long.
Yeah. And we're trying, you know, two of the events, Tuesdays and Thursdays, will be outside under the stars in the new Spicer Pavilion at Rock Springs. And then Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday are inside. But even the inside bands, we'll have a large area for get up and dancing. We want it all to be energetic entertainment. So we're really excited about it as well. And that's kind of one of the fun things, you know, this was our first year to pick the bands. So, you know, we're keeping our fingers crossed that everybody liked our choices too.
Right. You know, there's no pressure.
Yeah, there's no pressure, but there's so many different groups that you could go with out there. So it's amazing.
Oh yeah, for sure. Oh, that just sounds like so much fun.
I'm gonna enter in the talent contest.
Well, we love it. Yeah, we love it. There's some great stuff that comes out, and
I don't think you want Randy in the contest.
It's gonna either be
Randy. You don't want me in the contest, and I guarantee you, I'll be in that contest.
It's either Rob and I are gonna do an acapella of something, I'm gonna do a magician show. I'm not sure which yet.
Any magic tricks, zero magic tricks.
I can't sing any songs either. Back.
Okay, so Randy is a big buff guy. Like, he, buff? You know, you're buff. You make a presence when you come into a room. This man can disappear out of nowhere. All of a sudden, poof, he's gone. And I'm like, Randy? Randy, yelling all over the place, even in the RV. It's not like it's that big of a space, and he manages to disappear. So
that's perfect. I'll start the show off like that. I won't be there.
There you go.
Like, Randy?
Do you see him?
Now you don't.
Awesome.
All right. So number 7 is visit the row. So tell us what the row is, first off, and then what you can find on the row.
So our row is kind of our, we have two kind of people that tie together our birds of a feather, which are people with the same interests or hobbies. So within the group of Escapade, we have groups that might be like amateur radio buffs or geocaching or jeepers. We have a group of doves, which is the Red Cross. They train people to go to the Red Cross emergencies. And since we're RVers, we can get in there and we're prepared to help out. So, you know, you might be a what we call a birds of a feather, a boff, that's in one of those. You can also do yoga, motorcycles. It's people with similar hobbies or interests. The other part of that is our chapters. And across the country, Escapees has regional-based chapters for people who just want to get together locally. For instance, in Ohio, there's an Ohio chapter, and the Ohio people may gather once or twice or three times a year and go to a park and just get together and say, you know, reminisce and get the chance to get together. So our row allows you to see some of the regional people that are there, some of the boffs that are there, and then also some of our parks throughout the United States that are owned by Escapees or our co-op parks. They'll have a booth there. So you can find more information about parks across the United States that are Escapees related.
Oh, that's fantastic. I mean, that's a great way, especially if, you know, as you're scattered across the U.S., to find groups that you can plug in with that are closer to your home base, or closer to your home, you know, whether you're a full-timer or part-timer. I love that. That's awesome.
And another little bit of history tidbit, the term row came about literally at the early Escapades. They would just have a row in the RV area and people would set up a table outside of their rig and you would walk up and down the row and visit with people. So the term just stuck with us to have those groups have the opportunity to, you know, show everybody what they're about and try to encourage folks to join and whatnot.
Yep.
Oh, that's great. And I love that there's, you know, I think one thing that people do forget sometimes in the RV community, because we're all focused on the fact that we're all RVers, you know, that's kind of what has brought us together. But inside of that, you have these micro groups of people that do love to knit or do yoga or maybe part-time firefight on the side or are into the old ham radios or whatever it may be.
Magicians?
Magicians, Randy. You know, there could be some aspiring magicians
or the acapella groups.
You never know. You could start a new boy band if you really want.
Rob, are you in? Are you in for a new boy band?
I'm all right.
I love it. You guys have just started your own group.
The old kids on the block.
Can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Exactly.
That could be the name. But that's great. I love that. That is fantastic.
Thank you.
So number 6 is Escapers After Parties. So right? This is part of what you were talking about earlier, correct? The Escapers is kind of geared towards the working age RVer, but not necessarily you have to be working age or working age to join the group, right?
Correct. You do not. You don't have to be even working at all. There's several retirees that are Escapers and go to Escaper events and go to other events as well. But Escapers at Escapade, at Bash, a lot of Escapers will take vacation so that they can participate during the day. But usually at Escapade, we recognize that a lot of them are still working. So we try to make sure that, I mean, with Starlink, so many people have their own Wi-Fi now, but we still try to make sure that we have a hospitality area that provides decent internet for people if they need to work outside of their rig. But so the Escapers, then when they have their fun at Escapade, always starts at like the 5 o'clock happy hour. They have an area that they do happy hour. This year, they're going to be doing one, a special one on Tuesday. It's going to be the charcuterie happy hour. Nice. So we're really looking forward to that. That's a new one. And that's one that we're going to give one of those special dongles for the most creative use of charcuterie terminology or whatever you want to say. Everybody's like, well, what's a charcuterie board? You know, and it's like, okay, it's just meats and cheeses on a tray. Right. But we've seen this before where people come up with all kinds of great ideas in terms of display. And one gal even made like a whole enchanted forest with birds nest and something and everything with the charcuterie board. So we're very excited about that. And then they have the Escapers after parties that go on after the evening entertainment. Entertainment's usually over with around 9 or 9:30. And so then the Escapers either gather out in the area that they kind of have assigned to them, or we're going to also use that Spicer Pavilion. And back again by popular demand will be Silent Disco. So I don't know if you guys have gone to a Silent Disco anywhere. But
We did actually in Costa Rica.
Okay. What?
Yes. Uh-huh.
The headphones, the three different channels, and you only hear what's coming out of your headphone. And the funnest part is to take your headphone off and listen to everybody singing at the tops of their lungs.
Different things.
And you can't hear any of the instrumental, only voices, you know? So, and
there you go, Randy. There we are.
That's right.
Everybody's got a headset on, right?
Yeah, there we go. There we go. So our next performance, everybody put on these headphones. We're going to sing.
Right. And so, and again, we like to do it after dark because the, you know, the lights on the headphones are really fun. And so we're excited about that as well. And it just gives them a way to, Escapade is still something for them to do if they can't take advantage of all the stuff that goes on during the day. And it also allows escapee members that have not been around an Escapers community event to kind of find out a little bit more, you know, kind of. You know, we're all part of Escapees RV Club, but if you don't go to different styles events, you don't know what other people are like. And so we get to intermingle that way as well.
So I don't want to make Holly mad because I really liked her, but I feel like the Escapers are the partiers, and that's the people I need to be with. Is that a fair statement? I mean,
that's really probably not completely true, but
not completely untrue either.
But we do have a good time, and and that's our whole thing. We're together to celebrate.
But you cannot discount the escapees. So there's one of those birds of a feather groups, the BOF groups that Rob talked about. The largest one is actually the Boomers. So the Boomers, when they first started back in the 80s, probably the late 80s, first formed that group. They were the Escaper partiers of that day, and they used they've told us some of these guys that are like now in their 80s but still out RVing have told us that they used to go to the escapades and get yelled at by the people that were older than them because they were making so now it's their turn.
That's awesome.
Right?
So, that is awesome.
Yeah, so don't discount the escapees as being people that can party as well. Yeah. Escapers get a little more of a name of it.
No, I'm half kidding, half serious, but I mean, everything we talked about with Holly just seemed like, these people are my people. They're staying out till 2-3 in the morning partying in people's RVs, and like that's who I want to be associated with.
All right, there you go.
That is awesome. That is great. So after you're done with your escapers after parties,
and you've taken your Advil,
and then you've taken your Advil and got plenty of sleep, drink lots of water, then head on over to number five, which is attend the sneak party.
Right.
And yeah. So tell us about this party.
So this is actually a brand new event this year, and sneak stands for Saturday night early arrival kickoff party.
Yes.
Kind of thing. So really, this is before the event gets started. We're kind of like a little bit of putting something in that's official but unofficial on the record. And so we're going to take advantage of this great pavilion that they have there at Rock Springs, the Spicer Pavilion. We're going to have some DJs spinning some tunes, you know, that'll keep us dancing when it's time to dance. We're also going to do some trivia games, I think, during the event. And then in front of that, at 5 o'clock, we have a community member that's got an award-winning pasta sauce. It actually has won at pasta competitions at Italian festivals. Is making up a giant batches. I mean, that's probably a misstatement. We're going to have a pasta bake for CARE, for our CARE organization, as a fundraiser. So this way, people that arrive early on either Friday or Saturday before the event starts on Sunday, there's a way for you to start meeting people, seeing the people that you haven't seen for a while, and a way to not have to worry about what am I going to eat tonight, because there's going to be pasta available for people. And we are going to have a vegetarian option. We can make a vegetarian pasta. So it's going to be a great evening. And we're very excited about this to start the week off right. So.
Oh, yeah. And I have to say, again, kudos. What an excellent idea, because there have been times that, you know, Randy and I have arrived early to a function, or, you know, me independently back when I was in corporate America would arrive early. And it's like crickets. There's nothing to do. You're sitting around, nothing to do, eating by yourself in this lonely hotel lobby. And so I love that you're providing something for the folks that do get there early, because that's what their travel plans permit. And now they've got something to do and stuff to eat.
Plus, you got to carb up for the whole week with some pasta. Oh,
I mean, we're only at number five. We're going to need a lot of carbs.
Yeah, lot of carbs. And we're hoping to have a beer fundraiser as well. So, you know, we can throw some carbs on top of that.
Oh, there you go. Absolutely. So good. We're going to need to burn off these carbs. So number four is get active. And it sounds like you have a lot of activities, like physical activities, but fun physical activities going on during the week as well. So what are some of those things that you have planned?
Yes. So we've created a kind of an activities pavilion, and we're going to be having pickleball set up. That's new this year. Rock Springs really lends itself to having an area where we can have dedicated pickleball. And, you know, that's just taking over the RV community in terms of a sport that's easy to play. You don't need a lot of equipment, you know, that kind of thing. We'll also have morning yoga every, the four mornings, Monday through Thursday. And our yoga instructor does two mat classes as well as two chair classes. So even if you haven't done yoga before, which when we first met her at an event during COVID, we had not done yoga before and now really love it. And so it's a great, great way to start out your day. And then in the afternoon, we're going to be doing line dancing. And we have a line dancing instructor that is actually there from the Wyoming area. And she's going to be teaching everybody how to really kick up your heels and have lots of fun and be all warmed up before the nightly entertainment starts a couple hours later. So, yeah.
That is so fun. I love that. I have to share some fun little information on me. Is back in the day, I was a huge country bumpkin, and any weekend night you would find me at the local country bar line dancing. I just loved to line dance. It's great. And now it's funny because Randy is now watching all these line dancing videos. And so now they're all popping up in his feed on social media, and we'll just sit there and mindlessly for 20-30 minutes watch all these other people line dance, and I'm like, I want to go back line dancing again. This is so much fun.
It is. And so that's what she's going to be teaching, and that, you know, all levels, whether you know how to line dance or whether you're a seasoned line dancer, it's just get out, get active, and have fun.
That's fabulous.
Hey, babe, you remember that time that we were driving around the little guy, that teardrop camper, when we first started camping, and I forgot to put the tongue jack up?
Oh, I do, and we hit a nice little pot size hole, and woo, that tongue jack was mangled up.
Yeah, you remember how hard it was for us to find what we felt like was a quality jack? We kept seeing some really cheap ones, and we just could not find the right jack. It would have been great to have known about this company, this next company we're going to talk about.
Yeah, so UltraFab, they are a manufacturer in the RV jack leveling and stabilization world. And they handle everything around those types of products. And they offer really, really quality products. They've been in the industry, in the RV industry, since the 70s.
Yeah, I think they've been around since like 1958, but they've been servicing the RV industry since the 70s. So now, don't they have a great warranty too?
Yes, we're talking like 5 to 10 years on some of their products, depending on what you're getting.
And that's pretty amazing, because I think the ones we were seeing were like 1 year or something like that.
Absolutely. So if you're in the hunt for any type of RV jack or leveling or stabilization products for your camper trailer or fifth wheel, UltraFab is the company you want to check out. You can buy directly off their website or find a dealer that they offer their products through. Their website is ultra-fab.com. Be sure to get out there today and check out their products, ultra-fab.com. And then number three takes us to giving back. And I love this. And you touched on this a little bit before, and that's the Escapees Care. So tell us a little bit about the different types of charity programs and events that Escapees is a part of.
So when Kay was involved with this and getting this started, she noticed that, you know, when somebody had a problem and they were an RVer, they needed a place to go to recoup, to get better, to get off the road for a little while. So she started CARE, which is Caring Affordable Respite Experience. It's a 501c3 corporation, and it's housed right at our home office in Livingston. Mm-hmm. It allows you to live in your RV, and it provides people to help you with things. So if you're recouping from, let's say you had to have knee surgery or heart surgery or something, and you've got to be stationary for a little while, we'll help with the food. We'll help with the cleaning of your rig. We'll help getting you to and from doctor's appointments. It's just a great organization. Also, it takes care of laundry and socialization and exercise, keeps you focused. So it's just a great way to give back. So we always are trying to look at ways we can give. So the sneak party, when we're going to do pasta, all the donations for that is going to go straight into that CARE donation. We have a thing where we auction off cupcakes. Now, I know this sounds weird, but last year we took 12 cupcakes and we sold them for $5,500.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible. Yeah.
So, and you know, and last year's event, we raised over $10,000 just for CARE. So
and that's fabulous.
Yeah. So we try to do that. We've got an event called Dip a Chip for CARE, and we're going to have all these people get around and put together a dip. If you want to put it and you want to get involved, you just put together a dip. We'll provide the chips and people will come around and taste your dip, and they'll vote on dips with dollar bills. And that will all go back into the CARE organization. So, a lot of the things we do is like that. We also have, we also support a local food drive while we're there. And this year we're going to have a blood drive too. So you'll be able to give blood. You'll be able to provide canned food for a local food shelter. When Laura and I started on the road, one of our mottos was travel to serve. So we always want to serve others as we go. This is our way to give back.
And that's incredible. And I think people don't think about that aspect of RVing, especially when you go full time. And, you know, we've got a lot of writers that write for our magazine that have gone through unfortunate medical experiences. You know, one of them is Jennifer Scannell, one of our writers, and just came through breast cancer and is very, you know, proudly sharing her survival story and how they managed all that in an RV, because it's very different than being at home kind of with your permanent, so to speak, community. So I love that you have this whole, you know, care center, that care affordable respite experience that really is there for the RVer in these type of situations that just say, hey, don't worry, you're not alone. You know, even though you're a wandering nomad, you're not alone. You've got this whole community behind you.
Yeah. Right. And we've been to CARE a few times. We haven't volunteered, but we've gone and spent time with that. You can go and stop in and have lunch with them, you know, and everything. So we've spent time with the residents there. I think the oldest one is 94, maybe 95 now, and still living in his RV. I mean, you still have to be able to live in your own RV. There's not any kind of housing associated with CARE. But, you know, that's part of it, too, is when a full-timer is done and doesn't have his sticks and bricks, doesn't have family that they can go or doesn't want to go back with family with them, you know, there are full hookup spots there available. They'll build, you know, volunteers will help build ramps if you need a ramp to get in your RV, you know, all of that. So it's a great organization. And Kay Peterson was very passionate about making sure it happened. And we want to do everything we can to help this continue. It's the only one like it in pretty much the world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially dedicated to RVers. And I love that because we truly are a different group of people with different needs than somebody in a sticks and bricks for sure.
Correct.
Oh, that is awesome. Okay. So number two, we only have a couple left and that is education. And I know Escapade is huge on educational seminars.
Right.
What are some of the different seminars folks can attend?
So we're going to be having everything from, you know, how there's an RV tech that's going to give a seminar on, you know, true confessions from RV tech so that you can help diagnose your own problems to traveling to Utah, traveling internationally in an RV. We also have vendors that will present information on, not necessarily, it's not a sales pitch. We tell them we don't want a sales pitch, but we want to educate folks on what are problems and what are solutions that are out there in the market that they could take advantage of, you know, to fix their problems. We try to keep the seminars, there's 66 seminars. Like I said, and none of them are repeated. Yeah. That's one of the things that we kind of get a little pushback. You know, you should have this seminar was so great. You should have it twice or three times. But we're like, no, we want to make sure we have a good breadth of seminars going on and, you know, try to buddy up with somebody that can get notes for you if you can't go to the seminar that's happening at the same time. But of those 66, we try to really keep you know, almost a 50-50 split of its vendor and non-vendor related seminars. And most of the non-vendor related seminars come from members within the Escapees RV community or in the local area. We're going to have people from the state of Wyoming, the National Forest is going to be coming and talking. A local nurse is going to be coming and talking about how to create a higher elevation because we're at 5,500 elevation in Rock Springs. And if you don't realize it, it's not one that you go over a giant mountain pass, unless you're coming from Denver, I guess. But you don't realize how far up in elevation you've gone. So there's going to be a great seminar on that as well. So like I said, we really try to keep that split nice and even and everything. In addition to the seminars, kind of going on with education is we have craft sessions that are put on by members within the community. So if you want to learn how to crochet or you want to learn how to whittle or you want to learn how, you know, to paint, we have all kinds of, there's going to be a gal that's bringing a portable loom to show you how to weave, you know, and you can test it out and everything. So those will be happening as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. Because one of the things like, you know, we've in the past have just attended big RV shows. And so it's always like how to service XYZ. And, you know, a lot of times we're like, yeah, been there, done that, already serviced that, already figured that out, watched the YouTube videos. So I love that you offer all different types of options for the folks that are maybe newer into RVing and need to know how to service an Aquahod or service their solar system or check their batteries. But then for the folks that maybe have been doing this a long time and are like, all right, I think I'm comfortable with all of that, but I'd love to pick up a new hobby. Mm-hmm. So I love that. That is fantastic.
So you actually said you were at 5,500 elevation. So that inspired me to pull up Google Maps here to see where Rock Springs is. And this is, as you, I think you said this earlier, it's directly off of I-80. It's right before I-191 North, which takes you straight up into Grand Tetons and Jackson Hole in that area.
Oh, so yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And there's so many things that you can do, like I said, before and after. It's about a 4-hour drive, I think, up to Jackson Hole. So, it's beautiful area there, and it's just great location.
Yeah, that's awesome. I didn't mean to be sidetracked, but when you said 5,500, I'm like, really? Because I thought Rock Springs was closer to Cheyenne, which was much more flat. And so I'm like, I questioned where it was at that point. And so
was I pulled it up. Did you check the elevation?
I didn't confirm the elevation, but I see that it is closer to the Grand Tetons in that area, the western part of Wyoming, which that is, in fact, at a higher elevation.
Yeah, it is. It's very mountainous. It's high desert. So, you're not going to get the big mountain pines or whatever. Yeah. So it's definitely high desert. So it's dry, typically. Not a lot of rain there, a little more wind than normal. So, but yet Shade Pro is going to be there just in case. So,
yeah. Yeah. So, folks, dress in layers, bring layers.
Right.
You've got your RV. So just pack for all the seasons and you'll be good to go.
That's right. That's right.
That's a great thing with RVing. You can just bring everything with you versus trying to shove it all in a suitcase and trying to hit the weight limits for those airlines.
Right.
All right, babe, we're down to number one. You're going to talk me in?
I am. Okay. So the number one things to do, the number one thing to do at Escapades this year is
community. It's all about the community at the Escapade.
Yes.
So and that's really what Escapade is all about. So tell us just about connecting into this community.
Right. Like I said, it's been the number one priority for the club from the beginning, is the community of RVers that are out there. No matter how you travel, how often you travel, it's all about getting together, learning from each other, celebrating with each other. Escapade, we almost say it's like a big family reunion for people that have been coming multiple times to see people that maybe you don't get to see, but every couple of years, because our routes go different ways. But then we also have usually about half of our attendees are first time Escapade attendees. And a lot of those are new RVers, a lot of new old timers, especially in the summer, because a lot of people tend to launch, more into the summer. And so there's a lot of first timers, a lot of first time full timers that really don't know. I mean, that was us. Like I said, in 2018, we'd been long term campers, but in terms of living in an RV, and we moved up to a motorhome at that time, so totally different. It was great to meet people. Everybody's so welcoming. You can go to all the different socials that are happening. We post those, all the different events. It's just a great way to get together and just celebrate the RV lifestyle and have fun.
We still meet with a lot of those people that we met the first time we went, 6 years ago, because they're on the road. We know them. We've met them and done things with them. We've traveled to Europe with escapees before. Wow. So it's those people have grown our family really on the road.
Right. It's been the community on the road for us. And a lot of people say that. So then coming to Escapade is just like having a giant block party with everybody in your community that happened to be from different corners of the country.
So it's interesting to me, and we have not been to an escapees event. We want to go. We just haven't got our schedules to line up yet, and we're gonna do that. I think
it's gonna happen.
I think next year's our year, but
it is.
But the RV community as a whole is such a tight knit community, but then the escapees community is even so much more tighter. I see a lot of you out there doing trips together, planning all, as you said, a European trip,
right?
With other RVers, right? Yeah. That's just incredible, and you've got that camaraderie that you really can't get anywhere else,
right? So and I just want to clarify, when you use the term tight, we don't want it to come across that we're closed off and that we're clicky or anything. We again welcome everybody of all styles, all backgrounds, just everything. Anybody that loves to go RVing, you know, they're welcome in our community. So, but it does tend to be that you find, you know, being that open and inclusive, you are going to find people that you click with and then start spending more time with them. And then Escapade is just a way to foster those relationships.
Yep, oh, for
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. Like, we have friends that are RVers and we have friends that are non-RVers. And, you know, the friends that are RVers, it's like, oh, you get it. You get it. Like, you know, you just get it. Yep. And the non-RVers are like, why do you guys RV?
Yeah. It's crazy. But yeah, so maybe walk us through before we get off the air here, our times, we want to respect your time and all that, but talk us a little bit about the camping situation. How does that look? You know, how are you dividing the RVs up in groups or, you know, how does that work out?
So really what we do is we have several different designators. We have, when you come in, you're going to say in advance, I want to be with the escapers, or I want to be with the boomers, or I need to be with a handicap session. Or if you come in as a vendor, you're going to be with the vendors. Some people like to be in solar sections where they can just be away from everything. This year we've added a kind of campground called Boar's Tusk, which is a little bit away from everything, but it's got more dark skies. So it's kind of cool to be a little bit away from everything and see the dark skies of Wyoming. So really, when you come in, our parking team is by far the friendliest, most excited, cheeriest people you will ever meet. And they are excited when you get there, but they park, like I said, they'll park 700 rigs in 2 or 3 days.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's amazing how well of a job they do it. They've got people everywhere. We staff our parking team to make sure that they communicate well with each other. They know exactly what we're doing. If you come in early and you need to make a change, even if you show up and you haven't registered, we have a parking squad that will help you take over for that. So our parking team is by far, I'd put them up against anybody in the industry. We do a great job of getting people. And, you know, there's over 1,200 hookups, full hookups in this campground anyway.
Oh, good. Yeah. I was going to ask that. Were they all full hookups or they're partial or how that works?
Yeah, so we're either full hookup or boondocking. There's not a whole lot of boondocking area, but we do recognize that there are folks that, you know, that's the way they like to be, or they also want to save money because your registration fee of $285 for the jam-packed 5-day plus an extra early event now, that is for boondocking. And then there's an additional fee on top of that for whether or not you want to be in the full hookup campground that's closer to all of the activities. It's all still part of the Sweetwater Event Center. We're not sending you, you know, down the road somewhere that you have to drive your car to. It's just
27 miles away.
Right. Yeah, it's like a half mile, and we're going to be providing, we provide courtesy golf cart transportation to all of the camping areas, and then we'll have an extra people mover system, the Boar's Tusk Express, that'll run during the peak times, like, you know, the morning seminar, lunchtime seminar, and then evening entertainment times. But when you register, you can select whether you want full hookup, boondock, and then you also have the option to say whether or not I want to camp with a group, like Rob mentioned. You don't have to camp with a group. You can go into general camping and then go visit all of those areas. It just allows folks to have, you know, if they want it, you know, we know we want to put all the escapers together so that that's where the working folk are, and that's where the party's going to be in the
right.
That's where we're going.
Yeah,
because we all need to relieve that stress at the end of our workday.
We've been
cooped up in the RV for 8 to 9 to 10 hours, and now we're like, ah, and we just have to let it out somehow.
Getting
back to Rock Springs, elevation is 6,388 feet.
Oh, see, I was even a little under. I knew it was up there. So
Now that's that's according to Wikipedia. So I'm assuming that that's correct. I'm not double checking that.
I knew it was around there somewhere between the 5,000 and 6,000. So, but again, you know, you can come to the seminar and learn how to recreate in that elevation.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like such an amazing event. I'm sad we're going to miss this one. Now, I don't know if this is officially announced. We talked about this offline.
What are it some sounds of like the 20 events.
Well, the 2025 date sounds like it might work for the. Has this been announced yet? Are we allowed to talk about this?
Yeah, that's been on the calendar for quite some time. So 2025 will be in back in Tucson, Arizona, March 16th through the 21st. It's just kind of the way the calendar fell between these 2 years. It's the same exact dates, but a different month. So we go from June 16th in Rock Springs to March 16th in Tucson. That's another great venue. It's kind of flipped from Rock Springs. There's limited hookup space. So if you really want hookups, you need to register early for that. And registration will open up in October. But it's almost pretty much unlimited boondocking space. So there's always room for anybody that wants to come to Tucson. And again, we're going to be having all of the same stuff we just talked about. Probably a few more new events will be hitting the calendar for the week. So
I've already booked the entertainment. Some of the great, some really good entertainment for that.
Yeah.
Just bring another 80s band. That's all.
Oh, yeah. I've got to have an 80s band.
And we can share that we are going to go east in June of 2026, but we're not going to announce where yet. That's going to be announced at Escapade. But just know that we will be heading towards the East Coast a little bit in 26.
Awesome. Perfect. So if you can't make it out in June of this year to Rock Springs, Wyoming, you can just a few months later go to Tucson. It's more than a few months, I guess. What is
like
that? Eight months?
It'll be just a few months.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and honestly, Kylie and I think that might work in our schedule.
Well, we sure hope so. We would love to have you guys there.
Yeah, we could do a live podcast from there. So
that'd be fun.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And I would just like to mention to folks, you know, if you're like, man, this sounds amazing. Where can I get some more information? If you head on out to escapade.escapees.com, you can find all kinds of wonderful information on the escapades and this big bash that they have every year.
That's a little bit of a tongue twister.
It is. So escapade.
A couple years ago, we were in Tennessee, and the sheriff's apartment was right on site, and they would have some of the jail people that were in jail out cleaning the grounds. So the escapees were there, and it was kind of we wanted to make sure we didn't get those guys confused, you know.
Right.
We had to caution everybody because our wonderful parking team really pushes the limits of being dressed in orange from head to toe. Yeah. And we were like, you just can't go up to any random person dressed in orange.
Right.
Not sure.
We can see if they have chains around their ankles.
That's right. Yeah.
Orange doesn't look good on me.
Yeah. That is fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Laura and Rob, for coming on our podcast and talking about the top 10 things to experience and the top 10 reasons why you want to attend Escapade this year in Rock Springs, Wyoming. And again, that is June 16th through the 21st. There is still time to register. So be sure to get out there to escapade.escapees.com for more information and to register. So thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you guys. It was great chatting with you. We really appreciate it as well.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Yes. Anytime. We love having you on. So we want to thank you all out there for joining us today. And be sure to get out there and rate, review, and subscribe to or follow the RV Destinations podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, Audible, or wherever you find your podcasts. And don't forget to get out there and subscribe to the magazine at www.rvdestinationsmagazine.com/subscribe. And if you put in that code podcast20, you're going to save 20% off any of our subscriptions. I'm Callie Beheimer here with Randy Beheimer and our special guests, Laura and Rob with Escapade. And we want to thank you all for listening today.
Be safe.
Safe travels, y'all.
You've been listening to the RV Destinations Podcast. Hitting the road in an RV is one of the most popular things to do nowadays, and it's our passion to clue you in on where to go and what to see. We hope you've enjoyed the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review, and we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, visit our website at www.rvdestinationsmagazine.com. And from there, you'll get a more in-depth look at destinations for the RVer. Thanks for listening. Be safe out there. And we'll see you next time on the RV Destinations Podcast.